Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
We have, in this country, had tremendous racial problems. Black people are on a journey toward freedom, from slavery, going through Jim Crow, and now trapped in a welfare state that is government dependency. And there are leaders of that particular entrapment. I call them Uncle Sam's plantation owners and managers. And they are just fine staying on the question of race and ignoring the moral compass in our country and how it has collapsed. They're very comfortable that even at Martin Luther King Jr.'s memorial, you would not even know that he was a preacher. They're very comfortable promoting the racial component of his movement, but forgetting that it was because of a spiritual awakening within him that we needed to, the spiritual awakening within him that we needed to, as a country, go to those eternal truths. This is what his message was about. But this political black left knows nothing of that messaging. So when they start talking about racism, when they start pointing to black life, when you start hearing that all Black Lives Matter and the protests are built in a lie, that it was not even hands up, don't shoot, from leaders who have been lying since they entered into the national stage, and they ignore that there could be something creating this environment to where our young people are so lost that they shed innocent blood, that it doesn't matter that they're shedding innocent blood, that they can rape over their own communities to shed innocent blood. And that blood of the innocents is in what we're doing in the womb. The one thing that I did not mentioned today, because time did not allow and or last night, is that 1,500 black women get up every morning in this country and say, today is the day. And they go into one of these so-called safe, legal, rare abortion clinics, and then they kill what God has called his reward. That's 30 to 40,000 blacks a month. That's 400,000 blacks a year. That's 18 million potential African Americans since Roe v. Wade. Don't give me Black Lives Matter when you ignore that there is a moral challenge in our society, that marriage has so collapsed that blacks have moved from that civil rights movement in the very city and pronouncements of Dr. King. We've moved from when that time 22% of our babies were born out of marriage to where today 72% are out of marriage, and you promote these ideas that concentrate poverty so that you can build ghettos so that you can get people trapped in that despair and then pretend every now and then on national TV that you care about them.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.